Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. Also available wherever fine podcasts are available, including the iTunes, Stitcher Radio, soundcloud.com/ Steven Larson, all that great stuff. We're not on the Spotify yet. We're going to get there one day, Larson. One day we're going
to
get there.
Maybe over the holidays we'll find out how to do that.
And remember, if you guys hit that subscribe/download button, you launch us up into that top 150 on iTunes sports and rec category. I'm always looking at that, Larson. I always want to know what's going on with that.
I know you're obsessed.
I am obsessed because we were out of the 150 for a while, and there's a bunch of other podcasts that I was like, why do these guys get to be in the top 150 and not us? We do a lot of content,
but we're in the 150 a lot.
We're back in the 150 okay, as of good. Yesterday. Maybe good. We're out. No, I don't know. I'm not gonna check.
We had a weekend chock full of uploads.
Yeah, we did.
Material.
We got some good stuff, man. We got a couple of countouts. One of the countouts had a small production issue. So Apollo Crews was supposed to be number 4, but I think he was number 5 and Alberto Del Rio was number 4. And I had their lower thirds correct, but the numbers I mixed up. So to some people that were half paying attention, it looks like it went from 5 to 3. The vast majority of the people didn't catch that particular Easter egg mistake of mine and didn't even say anything. But our math is sound. It's just my quality checking skills leave a little bit to be desired.
There were 10 entries.
Yes, there were in fact 10 entries. Anyways, we did the wrestlers who had the best and worst 2016s.
Yes, and coming up this week, we have more end of the year countdowns.
That is correct. And also we've got our Friendo Awards.
The following week, yes.
The following week, which you guys can vote on at our Amino app.
Yeah.
At Steven Larson. We're going to do a video specifically for that, so keep an eye out for that.
Yes.
Tomorrow, we had Roadblock End of the Line last night, Larson.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan's not here. I don't know if you watched it or not. We just wait to hear from him. We're just like, hey, I'm pretty sure he's out there captaining a starship.
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing Star Trek Online, and every time I see one of Dan's tweets about, like, trying to commandeer a Bolian ship,
yeah.
for example, like yeah. yesterday, I get insanely jealous. If I were to restart my MF Steve here channel,
it'd all be Star Trek Online?
It might be exclusively or, the adventures of my starship.
Or would you wait for Star Trek Bridge Crew?
No, because that's VR.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd want to.
You don't want to do Star Trek Bridge Crew?
I do. I'm the jury's out on that one because I think you can't choose. Like I think in Star Trek Online, you can choose like your spaceship and your crew, and you can choose. And it's like all choosing stuff.
I don't know.
In VR, I think you're just stuck with whatever stale ass crew they give you.
Well, you get to choose what role you fill.
Man, I tried to watch Star Trek Beyond the other day.
You told me that. It's
not a
good movie.
Oh boy, that is a bad movie.
It's really bad.
I got lost so often in that movie.
Did you get to the end yet?
No.
Oh, it gets worse.
I think I was a good 45 minutes out from the end, and it was
worse.
It was so bad.
The climax of that movie.
Mm. Oh man, I don't know what they're doing.
I feel like
that.
Somebody watched Guardians of the Galaxy and thought, "Oh, they're using all this
dude
retro music. Let's do that."
It had such a Guardians.
It does not work.
It was such a crap Guardians wannabe.
It's a crap Star Trek movie.
I can't wait for Discovery.
All right, let's talk about wrestling. People here are here to. Listen to us talk about wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling.
Dan getting us off topic again. He's not even here. Anyways, we miss you, Dan.
Yeah.
So, as everybody can see.
Yeah.
You are wearing Slapnut shirt. This
you know,
is
you
what
you see a big deal of it.
Over there. You see that? You see that? That's my Slapnut shirt.
You have to make
I'm
it.
Probably never going to wear it. How long do you think it's going
to
stay there?
You don't have to rub anything in.
Very long
I would
time.
I would be really classy about it if you lost. I'd be like.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be shitty.
No, I would.
In your own little shitty fat shaming way.
I don't fat shame you ever.
Like, that shirt's looking a tight on you, Hoss.
Never say
that's
that.
That's what you'd say.
Never say
Look
that.
Look at you wearing that slap nut shirt because I got right. Although, you know what? I was going to give you, there was a part of me that should have lost, or that should have, we should have ended up tied. And it was the pre-show match, the kickoff match.
Yeah.
It was,
we both said
Cesaro.
Cass.
I'm sorry, Cass versus Rusev.
Yeah, we both said Cass.
But my overriding theme was Rusev would look strong. Cass would win via DQ by Rusev.
Instead, it was Rusev looks strong. Cass loses by countout.
No, Cass looks strong.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see it.
The vast majority of that.
I didn't see it.
The vast majority of that match, they booked him very strong.
Oh, okay.
Rusev then threw him out. Mm-hmm. They both went outside. Rusev very quickly came back.
I saw the finish, yeah.
Lana sort of gave the, like, she sort of acted like Enzo did something to her.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah.
Not sexually. And that steamed Rusev. He, like, waylaid the shit out of Enzo. Cass was concerned for his little buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to check on him instead of using that noggin of his
mm-hmm.
and getting in to avoid the 10 count. And that's what happened. Rusev
okay.
got in for the count out. So, yeah, I mean, it was in that respect, I was surprised that they didn't book Rusev. I figured they would make Rusev so angry, so beside himself that he would have dominated Cass or at least gotten like cheated to be brutal to him.
Yeah. At least earlier in the match.
Yeah, but it was basically Cass was just beating the crap out of him the entire time.
Hmm.
So in that respect, but in the end, you know,
no, well,
a score is a score.
When we did the predictions, I said that we would just call who won and who lost,
mm-hmm.
and then if you could call the stipulation,
yeah.
you know, by which how they won or lost, then in the event of a tie,
extra
those
points.
Would be taken into consideration.
Yeah.
Otherwise, straight down the line.
Talk about surprising, though. In my book,
I didn't think it was surprising at all.
So okay. See, immediately you're wearing the slap nut shirt. Remember that. Don't next time you give me sass like you just did. Remember, you're wearing the slap nut shirt.
I don't care.
Remember, for the longest time, I will say this though. For the longest time, I said as soon as that record's broken,
yeah,
they're dumping.
And
those
then you
titles.
Didn't follow through on that.
You're right. I didn't. I need to.
And
trust
I did.
My instinct. I'm all over the place. I know because I just didn't. Here's my thing about it. It's not just that I lost that point, because whatever. They broke a really, really, really long-standing record. Why wasn't this the main event of something? Of Raw, of a low-level pay-per-view even? Why or have it happen at the Rumble or Mania? This
yeah.
is a big deal, and it happened in the curtain jerker.
I kind of felt that way about this match and the women's match, too.
Yeah,
that
because
has such a,
yeah,
has such
were,
a huge
yeah.
fight feel to it, and it was such a
well
put together match.
Yeah,
it felt like it should have been at home at the Rumble, not on a B pay per view.
Right.
What were you going
to
say?
The contrast to the maybe the main problem with that is how crappy the following match was. If Owens versus Reigns was epic, do you think that would have made a difference in how you feel about this the order here?
Oh, I didn't think the Owens versus Reigns match was crappy. It just wasn't up to the same standard as a women's match.
It had a terrible finish.
Oh, the finish was awful. Horrendous.
Versus Charlotte versus Sasha.
Which
Banks.
Was great. I mean, I thought that match, Charlotte versus Sasha, should have made it into the show.
Yeah.
It really should have.
Yeah. I agree. But do you think Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns going on second to last would have telegraphed Kevin Owens winning?
Because, no.
No?
No.
You don't think Roman Reigns winning the Universal title? Holding both those belts in the eyes of, I mean, look, let's be frank. You and I think that Charlotte versus Sasha Banks is feud of the year candidate.
But here's the thing. Like, I at times WWE has been somewhat, they've disregarded fan reaction to Roman Reigns mm-hmm. in terms of how loudly he gets booed. And he got
right.
booed pretty loudly last night.
Sure.
But if they're going to have Reigns win, do they really want to end a pay-per-view with him holding both belts and the crowd booing as opposed to a fantastic 30-minute match? Great story, great finish. That's the way for a pay-per-view to end.
Yeah.
Especially when these B pay-per-views that you want to hopefully elevate makes them important, you know?
I agree completely. However, again, if we're looking at this from, again, you know, Vince waking up in the morning and making the decision, because evidently, as late as Saturday, I think, the betting odds were in Roman's favor.
I know.
And then they changed.
Huge.
Sunday. The problem is Roman Reigns gets pushed so hard that they evidently don't care that the crowd boos him at any particular moment. So as much as I agree, I totally agree, Charlotte versus Sasha Banks should have been the main event. I never really thought, you were pretty certain that it was going to be. I never thought that it was going to be, simply because I think that they...
I thought it was until early word of the match order came out, and it was it seemed pretty obvious that Owens and Reigns was going to be the main event. But just, you know, the end of... Excuse me. The Charlotte-Sasha feud,
mm-hmm.
the kind of match it was.
Yeah.
It just seemed like it should have been the main event.
Dude, I agree completely. We'll get to that match in a second. Yeah, First of all, let's talk about this New Day versus Sheamus and Cesaro match.
Fun match.
Really fun match. A really fun match.
They did a really good job of telling the New Day story of doing... Actually, this whole lead up to them breaking the record, they did a great job of... Every once in a while, they utilize what would be traditionally heel tactics, but just made them seem like they just wanted to hold on to those belts.
Desperate to hold on to
those belts. Yeah, they wanted to hold on to those belts so badly.
But don't you think that, like, that story could have been told out for 3 months? Oh, yeah. 4 months? 5 months?
Yeah, it could have.
Just like, man.
Well, they have been for the last month.
I know, but this is the record. This is over 400 and whatever days it is.
70-something, yeah.
That's a long time.
No, I know.
And in the curtain jerker for a minor pay, I mean, look, this is actually a really good pay. There's a lot of really cool moments in this pay per view.
I know, but it's a B level pay per view.
It's a B level. But
pay-per-view. I like when they have matches like this on B level pay per views because it elevates the pay per view. Like I said earlier, the Charlotte Sasha match, it felt like it should have been at the Rumble because of it, end of the feud, the kind of match it was. You know, it's the feud of the year probably.
Yeah.
But by having this type of quality stuff on a pay per view that's not one of the major four. It elevates it, and I kind of like that because I don't want to... So often, these second-tier pay-per-views just feel like glorified Raws or SmackDown, and this had a much larger feel to it, more significant, more important feel to it because of the tag match and the Charlotte and Sasha, and I like that.
So off the top of my head, this... Okay, so Backlash. Remember Backlash was a good pay-per-view?
Yeah.
It was a really good pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But that's a lower-rung pay-per-view.
Yes.
Nowadays, especially after that Vice article, I hesitate to put too much stock in. Do you think they plan this? Do you think they plan that?
Oh, I know.
But do you think they might load up these low-level pay-per-views to counter how low they are? Because
I think so.
Yeah.
In the end, they want to drive people to the network and get people to sign up.
Because people already watch the Rumble.
Yeah. People will watch the Rumble and WrestleMania and SummerSlam and Survivor Series because they're the Rumble, Survivor Series, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam.
I'd like to think that they would try to load up all their pay-per-views wonderfully.
You think so.
But I wonder if they put extra stank in these ones. But I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes they do, but what was... like TLC, apart from the main event, was kind of a mediocre show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the card just going into it wasn't that impressive. And that could be a result of SmackDown's roster being really thin right now.
Let's take a look at Sheamus and Cesaro. You felt that their tag team was a... What was your original thought? I forget what you originally said, if you thought they were originally going to capture tag gold.
I don't remember either. I thought putting them together was just a way to prolong their story, which would eventually lead to a blow-off match between the two, which could happen. I didn't say it was going to happen immediately. I said it could be a year down the line.
Yeah. But man, they've really come into their own. Mm-hmm. And did you watch the post show?
No.
Booker T had a really, really good segment with Sami Zayn. Because Sami Zayn said, Booker, how long have you been in the business? And Booker said, 26 years. And Sami said something along the lines of, did you get all the accolades you got by not taking on challenges? And Booker T said, yeah, but you got to pick your battles. I love Booker T. How can anybody not like Booker T?
I know. He's great.
He's great. Anyways, but Sheamus and Cesaro were guests on there, and they seem legitimately tickled. They seem legitimately tickled with their current position,
mm-hmm.
with winning these tag belts. I thought this was a really fun match, and I really loved that finish.
Yeah.
Cesaro not accepting the tag, but going in anyways, getting killed by Kofi. I think it was a Kofi or Biggie. Okay, Kofi. Yeah. Knowing that Sheamus was then going to rebound. I thought that was great.
Yeah, that was great.
Cesaro is like, he's such on another level right mm-hmm. now. He's like bringing Sheamus with him.
I know.
Because Sheamus, like,
it's like the best work he's done in years.
I know. I like Sheamus now. But it was a bummer to see. And I was a little, what did you think about the celebration at the end where Cesaro goes in. I know it's stuck to character, which I liked.
Yeah.
But Cesaro goes in and gives them a hug, and Sheamus just rips the belt away.
No, that's good.
You like that? That was good. Yeah, it's still in character.
Well, then they're still continuing the while Cesaro and Sheamus are getting along, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, there's still tension there.
I liked their entrance.
Yeah.
I liked the modified group unity entrance because I thought it looked cool.
Because,
like, Cesaro doing this kind of can be a little bit cheesy.
Yeah.
But then when they
do it back to back
and the lights on them and they're going around, that was really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
That was really neat.
They've been doing something like that for a couple weeks, I think.
Oh, have they? Okay.
I think.
Goes to show how much I pay attention.
I don't know if they did the back to back thing prior to last night.
And I called this completely wrong, too. The New Day, I felt when they came out, they didn't have title loss face.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had their look. They're good at their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They had, we're going to keep these belts faces. I felt
like Sasha had title loss face.
I didn't notice.
I felt like she did.
I didn't notice, but.
But if I knew the results, I watched it late.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't known the results of the match, maybe I wouldn't have thought that way, you know?
Owens did a little too much. And that's why I was like, I'm reasonably sure, besides the betting odds, which always seem to be correct these days.
I know.
Besides that, they missed on Sasha and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Sasha was favored.
Yeah.
So anyways, then we had a Kevin Owens interview.
Great.
Which was really, really great. Was that Charlie doing the interview?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's good.
Yeah, she's really good. She's like getting to the Renee Young sort of area. She's not like interview bot who I never even know if it's the same person. Kevin Owens gave an interview with Charlie.
I don't know what her last name is.
Charlie. This is Charlie. She has a great voice. She's like a Mauro Ranallo type voice. Hey, roll block party. Kevin Owens. So she was saying, you know, is your personal, is your relationship with Chris Jericho going to affect the outcome?
And Owens. Yeah.
Who are you? Why are you doing that to me now?
Essentially saying, who are you to ask me these kind of questions?
Yeah, exactly.
That's and Owens is carrying question. A box. A red box with holiday decorations on it.
Do you like him acting like a scorned lover, like a sad sack ex-boyfriend? No?
But considering the end of the show, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
If they're really kind of pushing that sort of subterfuge.
So at this point, was this... Oh, yeah. So then right after the interview, he sees Jericho off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they follow him to Jericho.
And he gives Chris... He opens the box, gives Jericho...
Gift of Owens.
Yeah.
Gift of Owens.
Jericho did not drink it in.
Holiday scarf that Chris Jericho no-sold.
Yeah.
No-sold.
Threw it back at Owens.
He said, eh, I don't want this. Then we had... okay, so I was happy about this. So last week when we did our predictions, we thought that it was going to be a regular match between Braun Strowman and Sami Zayn.
And if Sami Zayn just made it past 10 minutes, good for him.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Good. Mick Foley would keep him around. He'd continue to book him. He wouldn't send him a SmackDown for him and Marie. But in one or two people on Twitter or our YouTube comments for our predictions video, I forget which one, they said, if Sammy goes 10 minutes, he wins.
That doesn't make any sense.
However.
It should be a draw. Because they
I know.
Because after we did the predictions, I saw something and I was like, oh, there's a 10-minute time limit.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Sammy goes 10 minutes, he gets the moral victory.
Yeah.
But it's a draw.
Right. But the good thing is, so I was live tweeting from @RealGoingInRaw. You guys can check that out and whenever there's a thing. And pretty much everybody else felt the exact same way. Everybody else was like, wait, what? I don't get it. What happened there?
Yeah.
So he lasted 10 minutes against Braun Strowman. I wish they had made this a bit more explicit.
Yes.
For us that sort of half pay attention to the show.
Well, even if you pay attention, because I don't think they ever said at any point on Raw that if Sammy lasts 10 minutes, he wins. I don't think they ever said that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they did during the pre-show. I didn't watch
Nobody
it.
Nobody watches that shit. Sami Zayn lasted 10 minutes against Braun Strowman. Although, and Booker T even pointed this out on the post show. I love Booker T because it keeps it kind of real. He said, 3 of those minutes were spent with the referee out of the ring, like dealing with Mick Foley, and Braun Strowman didn't have an opportunity, and Sami Zayn was countering by saying, well, if I had an extra minute, maybe those extra minutes would have gone in my favor.
Yeah.
Probably not, Sami Zayn. Braun Strowman's a monster. So the question is...
Why didn't Braun do any of his, like, 10 finishing moves on Sami when he had the chance? It seemed like he was kind of taking it easy on him.
He was. Didn't he, like, do the fake pin once? He, like, had him down? He
twice.
Did it twice?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Sammy got out of this
kind of easy.
Kind of easy. He got, yeah, because Braun Strowman probably got, like, if the point was, hey, beat this guy in 10 minutes, why wouldn't Braun have just destroyed him?
I know.
Like he destroys everybody else.
I know. Easily. We didn't see any running power slams, no drop kicks, no wheelbarrow slams, none of that. Yeah. Yeah. All the finishing moves, reverse choke slams.
That would have made this, if he just ragdolled Zayn and Zayn just kept on getting up.
I know.
That would have made this. But instead, Zayn came out of this relatively unscathed.
I know.
And the funny thing is, dude, I like this idea in, like, in theory. Can you go to a draw with Braun Strowman? If they had said, yeah, this it'll be a draw at 10 minute time limit. Can you go to a draw? If you can, it's a spiritual victory.
Yeah.
It's you belong in the conversation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so that was botched. Number
the way
two,
the match was booked was botched.
And that was botched. This could have been like, this could have gotten Sammy so over.
Even the 3 minute section with Foley felt clumsy.
Yeah.
He just went on way too long.
Comes out with a towel and...
doesn't know what to do with it. Here, Foley needs to have a hip replacement.
I did see that. Ooh. Good luck to Mick Foley. Taking a lot of... I'm surprised that this is the first time he's had a hip replacement.
I know.
So he's taking a lot of punishment, man.
I know. But yeah, just the whole thing felt kind of clumsy.
Yeah, it did.
But yeah, they could have really built the match up to crescendo at a moment. Maybe keep the finish the same where... as time is running out, Sammy makes a stand and gets a haluva kick in there and is trying to get another one. So you feel like, okay, as time runs out, Sammy might be able to pull this out. But everything leading up to that should just be Braun annihilating him.
What's surprising, too, is that Sammy knows how to put on amazing matches. He knows how to... he's like one of the best storytellers in the company.
Yeah.
And he has been for a while, like in terms of like just previous to his time in NXT and WWE. So it's surprising, and Strowman seems like, from all appearances, it seems like the kind of guy who's down to participate and listen to somebody who knows what they're doing and go along with it. And so it's surprising that they didn't, and on top of that, it would just make Strowman look that much stronger.
And imagine if the bell rang and Strowman ran right to Sammy and drop kicked him.
And just did what Kevin Owens did to him.
Yeah.
You know, just annihilated him, but Sami Zayn keeps getting up.
Yes.
And he keeps clawing and clawing and clawing. And you don't have to bleed necessarily, but they seem okay. Like TJ Perkins in the Cruiserweight Classic finale. Remember how he was all like his chest was all jacked up and welted up?
Yeah.
Like, let him do that. Like, have Braun give him some really nasty strikes.
Yeah.
Fuck him up a little bit. Yeah. And then, and who in the crowd, like, those last few seconds, like they were Charlotte versus Sasha, those last few seconds were everything to that match.
Mm-hmm.
Dar, everything. What did he say last night about Neville? We'll get to that in the cruiserweight division because that was dope.
Yeah, that was cool.
Then we had a match, Seth Rollins versus Chris Jericho. Kind of just felt like a Raw match.
Yeah.
Didn't feel all that smooth.
There's a couple of good sequences where they were kind of doing some back and forth real fast wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of wish the WWE would let people do that stuff more often.
I know.
Because I'm sure Seth Rollins could do 15 minutes of that type of match.
I know.
And I don't know if they just think that it won't communicate well to live audience in that big of a venue or on TV or I don't know.
I wonder if they want to save that stuff for big moment pay-per-views.
But they don't even really do it there.
Yeah.
They usually just do...
yeah, but okay. I mean, think about it. You know, they got like WrestleMania, the one we went to, when they did that RKO from the curb stomp.
No, I know. But that's more of a high spot as opposed to you know, real fast chain wrestling type stuff. That's kind of what I'm talking about.
I know. And it makes you wonder, like, when Kenny Omega does come into the WWE, when the Young Bucks do go to the WWE, will they look? Because they do a lot of that stuff where it's like boom, 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 counter, 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 counter.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if they're going to be slowed down too. So enjoy them while you can.
Yeah, I know.
Enjoy them while you can. So yeah, then of course Kevin Owens comes out and sort of changes the direction of the match.
More or less cost Jericho the match because Jericho's distracted and then Rollins gains the upper hand. Pedigree, Rollins wins.
I'm so over with Jericho yelling at somebody for seemingly ever and then being distracted in that way. You would think that somebody...
especially with Owens walking up the ramp.
Yeah.
Just yell at him once and turn around.
You would love to think that these characters in this universe storyline that we're telling would learn a little bit. I know it's wrestling, dude. I know it's wrestling. I know that there are certain conventions, and one of them is the distraction. I get that.
Yeah.
But when it's done so, like, to the point of almost overkill...
I know.
It's like, you know, we need something kind of different. Something kind of different here.
This whole Jericho-Owens... you know, budding feud feels so conventional.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I know Jericho putting Owens on the list seems corny and predictable.
Yeah.
But that's a moment that if they're going to have a match at any point, that's a moment we need.
Yeah.
We need that. Because that will be Jericho's de facto face turn.
Right.
Solidified.
No, I know.
And the way things are going, I assume they're going to have a match, even following the conclusion of the show at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know if I have much faith in Vince or Creative to actually deliver on that moment. Because it could be huge.
I know.
I mean, Jericho hasn't even had the list the last couple weeks. Ever since that...
You would think that has to be on... Because they got to eliminate that... The list is such a distraction to the crowd.
Yeah.
And I think that... It wouldn't surprise me if that was Jericho. If that's him saying, look...
Oh, I'm getting too much face heat. Yeah.
At this point, the list has become... It's taking over.
No, I understand that.
And we need to turn this around, and so I'm going to get rid of the list.
I understand that. Yeah. That would be some veteran savvy on his part. But...
But Chris,
if
they love the list,
no, just eventually
do the list. Keep doing the list.
Eventually, Jericho is going to turn face, and maybe that won't happen. I don't know.
Yeah,
but if that's the plan, keep the list.
Vince, I'm trying to tell you right now. We're trying to tell, like, we're changing the story. But they love the list, and then Sparkle Crotch too.
Yeah, no, apparently he loves Sparkle Crotch.
I do find it kind of funny how Jericho's trunks, like the crotch area,
it's kind of flesh toned. Yeah,
flesh toned.
Yeah, I know. You pointed that out a couple times. I
wonder if that's a Jericho thing. Just for the silliness.
Like
of
he just
it.
Thinks it's funny.
Like, I want the crotch area to look like a Ken doll. I want it like...
Smooth.
Smooth area right there. Then we had a Cruiserweight division match. Rich Swann successfully defended his Cruiserweight title against Brian Kendrick and TJ Perkins.
Kind of a so-so match.
So-so match, again, sort of, I'm not going to say ruined, but wasn't what it could have been because they worked that WWE style.
And the crowd was not into it. The
crowd wasn't into it at all.
They didn't really seem to be into a lot of things last night.
You know what they were into, though? Neville.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Chanting, thank you, Neville.
Thank you, Neville. What are they appreciative of? Because if I was there chanting, thank you, Neville, which I would be, it would be thank you for returning, A, which you should be thanking Creative for that, or Vince. But B, thank you for mainly injecting some life into this lifeless division. And they had Austin Aries on commentary.
Yeah.
And he had the line of the night when he said, it's so good to be here, Michael Cole, with the two best commentary workers today, Corey Graves and myself.
Yeah.
Michael Cole just looked at the camera.
But I think Neville will be a nice addition because he's a competitor the crowd, the mainstream, casual wrestling viewer, is familiar with.
People love Neville,
yeah,
too. It's not just that they're familiar, but you're right. People love Neville. They want to see him. And a heel Neville? That's interesting.
He sold it really well last night, too.
He sold it amazingly.
Yeah.
It was so good. That was fantastic. I love Austin Aries, man. I can. And this is what's exciting, is that... If Austin Aries came in like tomorrow, if miraculously his eye was healed,
yeah,
it would be like Austin Aries. And look, and I love Cedric Alexander. You know this. I love everybody. But it would be Austin Aries is a cut above everybody else. Austin Aries could be easily the Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cut of everybody else. Neville's up there with him.
He's maybe just a slight level below him.
You think Neville's a slight level below Austin Aries?
I think just because Austin Aries has... what he's done in his career.
But if he's a slight level below him, there's a pretty big gap between Neville, Austin Aries, and everybody else.
I think just in terms of what they've accomplished.
Exactly.
In their careers. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, like, they're heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And the rest of the guys are new to the
yeah, to
the industry. They're new to us, the
yes,
viewer.
Yes.
If you're not all into the indie stuff.
Yeah.
So anyways, I mean, yeah, it was a so-so match, but it was punctuated by Neville coming out and going heel.
I was kind of hoping when he brought
crazy and everybody was great.
Perkins and Swann back into the ring,
mm-hmm,
that he would stack them and then done a red arrow on both of them. That'd have been awesome.
I know.
It's been incredible.
So great to see him. Hopefully he stays healthy. But also I think that Neville's one of those guys who you can rely on to have, like Neville, they let Neville do a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he has a very unique move set,
and he works really fast.
And he works really, really fast. That's what the Cruiserweight just needs, an injection of some speed.
Yeah,
needs some speed. Let's see here. Then we have Kevin Owens doing some Academy Award winning work backstage with a door.
Yeah,
he was talking to Chris Jericho's door.
Yeah,
like a jilted lover,
mm-hmm.
saying, Chris...
Went through a range of emotions.
Went through a whole range of emotions.
From apologetic to sad to defiant.
Yeah. And
as you said, if not Oscar-worthy, at least Slammy-worthy.
Definitely. Which one? The Grammys music.
No, I said Slammy.
I know. Which one's TV?
Emmy.
Emmy.
Do you think he can get
Golden Globe-worthy.
Can he get the EGOT? Can he get the Emmy,
Yes!
The Grammy,
yeah.
The Oscar, and the Tony.
Can he... Confirmed he can sing? Confirmed?
I don't think we've confirmed that.
I don't think we've confirmed that. Can we confirm that? Hilton, go confirm that. You missed out on that sweater party.
I did.
It was fun times.
It looked like it.
The moment of the night was Mark... So I picked up a cookie, right?
Uh-huh.
It was like a dark, looked like a dark cake-ish cookie with some frosting on it, right? What do you think that is?
Probably gingerbread.
Why wouldn't you think it's chocolate?
Because usually chocolate cookies don't have frosting on them.
Why wouldn't they? Doesn't that sound amazing to you?
But here's the thing.
I made a chocolate cookie.
It's the Christmas season.
Okay, all right. So you're smarter than I am.
It's gingerbread.
We've established that.
My wife probably made them.
Maybe, it's possible. Look, as far as being a gingerbread cookie was... No, she didn't. No, she
okay,
didn't.
No, that's right. She didn't bring any cookies over. That's right.
Because Mark then said, I took a bite of the gingerbread cookie. And I was like, oh, gingerbread. I like gingerbread just fine.
Yeah.
I prefer chocolate, but I'm totally cool with this. Mark comes over. He says, how's that cookie? And I said, it's fine. He's like, I can't stand gingerbread. Did you think it was gingerbread? I was like... He's like, you thought it was chocolate, didn't you? I was like... Kind of, be honest with you, but I'm not disappointed necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm eating a gingerbread cookie. I'm happy.
Yeah.
He's like, I hate it. You don't have to eat it. You can throw it away. And I said, I'm not going to do that. He says, because it's not socially acceptable, right? I was like, kind of. I'm not going to throw this away because there's a bunch of people here and I'm wasting a cookie.
Yeah.
And it's a perfectly good cookie. Perfectly good cookie. But Mark had me dead to rights.
Yep.
He had me read perfectly.
Yep.
He's like Ford from Westworld. So then we had Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. Match of the night.
Oh yeah, easily.
So we had 30 minutes of pretty good, fairly stiff red. This feud has morphed into like just a physical encounter after physical encounter.
Yes.
Because there's nothing really elegant to what they were doing. And in fact, there was a botch or two. There was, I think, a botch Hunikanrana.
Mm-hmm.
But they covered it for it okay. They covered for it okay.
Well, they tried the first 10 minutes of this match. They tried to do a lot of submission map-based wrestling, but it was never slow.
Right.
It wasn't like they were doing rest holds right from the beginning. They were pacing themselves, obviously.
Right.
But they managed to put a hold on, reverse it, put a hold on, reverse it. Attempted pinfall, false finish. So the first 10 minutes, while it was largely mat-based, was actually still pretty exciting, and you knew it was going to build to something.
The first fall came pretty late, if I'm not mistaken. It was Charlotte Natural Selection, is that correct?
The top rope one, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I think that came with about 10 minutes left, roughly.
Yeah.
So the first 20 minutes. Yeah.
Then we had Sasha put in a very cool sequence... put the bank statement on.
No, her first
fall.
No.
She got her like a roll up. It was like a sneak pin. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then shortly after that was the bank statement.
And then after that was a bank statement.
But that was a cool section, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then right as time was expiring, like with 2 seconds
Sasha
left.
Was fighting the figure eight for
in a great
about 2 minutes.
For a while.
Yeah.
And it was reversed and then countered. And it was fantastic.
But before that, Charlotte was working the hell out of Sasha's leg.
And they really sold the five-minute point, roughly. Yeah.
With 5 minutes left, it was Charlotte working that leg.
Yeah. So it went into overtime because at that point it was 2-2.
Yes. Sasha tapped out with 2 seconds left.
With 2 seconds left. Which... I wish they had made it like 10 seconds.
I know.
I get the drama of it, but all you have to do is for 2 more seconds.
I know. But I guess you could say the pain was so overwhelming that she forgot about the clock or something.
Now, the thing that I love about that is that she sold the shit out of it going into overtime, and then Charlotte, of course, attacked it even more.
Yep. Before overtime even started.
Right, exactly.
She was on that leg.
At one point, Sasha goes to execute the bank statement and evidently breaks her nose on Charlotte's head. Because that blood started flowing from her nose like nothing else. I know it was unintentional.
But it offered a great visual.
It was the perfect punctuating visual for this feud.
Yeah.
It almost was, it was, I know that the ankle would have been enough, like, because they were selling shit out of it, but this was almost necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost necessary mm-hmm. to see this blood flow, because you can't do anything more than that. You can't yeah. do anything more than
yeah.
bleed.
Yeah.
Run us through the finish. It was, Charlotte won. She had her back in the,
well, Charlotte went after the leg.
Right.
And then Sasha kind of got a roll up in,
mm-hmm.
but obviously she couldn't actually put any weight or much weight yeah. on the bad leg.
There was a couple of near falls. Charlotte and there was, kept at on one point, Charlotte was doing a great job
yeah.
acting.
And
at,
yeah, yeah, she really was. And at one point, Sasha tried to go for the bank statement, but couldn't put enough torque on it because her leg gave out.
Right.
And then shortly after that, there was this section where I think it was from that Charlotte transitioned kind of into the figure four. But she had, you know, because you make the four with your opponent's legs, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, Charlotte had her foot on top of Sasha's foot, mm-hmm. pressing against it.
Yeah.
Like just putting more torque on that yeah. bad leg.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never seen that before. That was pretty neat.
I know. It was really cool.
And then the whole time, Sasha was fighting it off, trying to fight mm-hmm. it off, hitting her and whatnot, mm-hmm. trying to get out of the predicament.
Yeah.
But then eventually, Charlotte bridged figure yeah. eight.
That was also the story that was kind of being told, because entire time she wasn't able to get the bridge. She was always trying yeah. to get the extra bridge going.
And Sasha kept on hitting her.
Yeah.
And then Sasha at the finish of the match was about this far away from the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, I mean, the camera work was yes! actually really good.
Yes. And they're, but more important, their positioning
was perfect.
How do you do that so that the rope is like right there?
I don't know.
It's great. It was great.
And then Charlotte managed to pull her back away from the ropes a little bit.
Yeah.
And Sasha had to tap.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. And it does appear, I mean, like, they named the pay-per-view End of the Line, which, again, another reason why this probably should have main evented it. The name of the pay-per-view is End of the Line. But also, no rematch clause here.
Yeah, they made a point during the match saying this is the end of the feud.
Yeah, they made that point several
times. Pretty
much
verbatim like that. This is the finish of the feud.
Yeah. And so it was that, you know, the women's division has pretty big shoes to fill when it comes to following this up.
I know.
But what a hell of a way to end 2016 and this feud.
Probably feud of the year.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. Off the top
of my head.
On the main roster, it's definitely feud of the year.
It was interesting because a lot of people on Twitter were bitching about it. They were like, oh, more hot potato. And I'm like, this is it. Like,
there are two competitors who are evenly matched.
Yeah.
That's the story being told.
Yeah.
And if this wasn't some sort of made-up contractual thing, the end of the feud, they could be wrestling for 2 years and keep trading that belt because they're evenly matched. That's the story that they're telling here.
Exactly.
Is that there's two competitors who are so evenly matched that the belt has changed hands.
And they even have kind of a hometown advantage where it's pay-per-view and Raw.
Yeah.
You know? And I like that aspect of it.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that whoever... We all assume that's going to be Charlotte and Bayley at WrestleMania.
Right.
And I'm assuming they'll, if Bayley's going to win, that they're going to really build up that pay-per-view winning streak that Charlotte has leading up to WrestleMania. They kind of mentioned it last night a couple times. Although Michael Cole said it's been a great year for Charlotte winning 15 pay-per-view matches. I'm counting. I'm like, there hasn't been 15 pay-per-views like with both brands, or maybe there has been. I think he meant just 15 pay-per-view matches total, but he made it sound
going
like...
Going back, extending into 2015.
During
well.
Her main roster career, yes. Gotcha. But that's not what he said. He just said it's been a great career. Yeah. Great year for Charlotte. 15 straight pay-per-view wins.
Michael Cole saying something that didn't make any sense. Shocking.
I know.
Shocking. Oh, it's great times for Charlotte Banks.
So I'm assuming
tomorrow?
That's going to be... They're going to talk about that a lot more.
Yeah.
Leading up to Mania.
I didn't watch her bit on the Raw post show.
Oh, okay.
A little bit, but I know she was on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a very tired, angry face. I saw her. I just saw, where did I see it? I think I saw it like on Twitter or something, like a GIF of her saying, I don't know. Anyways, then we had our main event, Kevin Owens versus the Roman Reigns.
The guy.
Dragging his title out, his U.S. title out. Hey, at least they gave Kevin Owens the Universal Champion. The champion's entrance.
Yeah, he came out last.
So anyways, decent enough match.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was an okay match. Kind of felt a bit on the Raw side. But it was the finish. Saw Chris Jericho coming down.
Those frog splashes Owens delivered on Reigns when he's on the table. That was cool.
I love that. I love that because you can see the look of determination on Kevin Owens. And you can see, like, when he didn't break the first time, you can see his head go down to Roman. And I guarantee all he said was, again.
Yeah.
And then he goes back up with a head full of steam.
I know.
And Reigns is sitting there like, good thing you got this vest on because this could actually hurt.
I know. And then I did like the spot with the pop-up powerbomb near the ropes.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Because it led you to believe that it happened anywhere else closer to the middle of the ring, Kevin Owens would have won that
match.
Yeah,
I know.
And that was kind of neat.
They booked him strong. It's just, look, guys, you know they're not going to book anybody stronger than Roman Reigns. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
Were you surprised we didn't? I was actually pretty surprised with the Rollins-Jericho match because the video package, at least the head of it, the Rollins part, was very heavy on Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, he did not make an appearance.
I have a prediction for the Rumble we'll get to in a second.
Okay, sounds good. But getting back to Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns, they're not going to book anybody stronger than Reigns. So this had to have a wonky finish. And it had the DQ finish. Kevin Owens won.
And at first, Jericho comes out. Both Owens and Reigns are down. Mm-hmm. And Jericho comes out, slides into the ring, looks back and forth at each of them.
Which one? What's going
to
happen?
Owens is the first to get up, kind of turns towards Jericho. Jericho gives him a code breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Reigns is DQ'd. Mm-hmm. Owens wins. So we're all expecting, okay, that's payback for costing Jericho at least two, if not three matches over the last month or so. And so, they give Owens his belt. He looks up, sees Jericho, and then they're friendly again. It was all swerve.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was a swerve. I do not think it was a swerve. Because
how the commentators were talking about it, though.
You're right. You're right. I just, going by the, I'll put it this way.
Did you think it was like a realization where Jericho realized he needs Owen as much as Owens needs him?
No. I think it was Jericho heard loud and clear Owens backstage pouring his heart out to him, and it was him forgiving Kevin Owens.
Okay.
It was him patching it back together. That was the reaction. If you mute it, take the commentators out of it, that's what I saw. Because Kevin Owens, the look on his face.
No, he looked surprised, yeah.
He was surprised.
Yeah.
So to me, that's Jericho coming out saying, I'm going to give you a code breaker, which is your punishment, but I also realize...
Now we're even.
I realize that this is keeping the belt on my friend, and now we're friends again. I didn't think it was a swerve, and I totally get that the commentator said that. I wonder how much I've heard in the past that the commentators...
Aren't necessarily told everything, so they act surprised.
So they act surprised, yeah. I didn't think it was... In this case, for the drama, the full effect, it could very well be... That was supposed to be the story that, it was a big swerve. I personally prefer Jericho mending the friendship.
But it could be.
I prefer that.
It could be Owens acting surprised was just to kind of further the swerve storyline, though. Like Jericho comes out and does it. I was like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Up until the moment where they hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, everything's fine. Ha ha, got ya.
If Owens had like smiled and laughed on his way up, then I totally would have been like, oh, swerve. But he looks so stunned at what happened when he's realizing, I still have the belt. He's given me his hand. That his entire getting up looks surprised. I feel like if it was supposed to be how I read it, or if it was supposed to be a swerve, that creative needs to get everybody on the same page so that we know what the story is.
Yes.
Because I read it a different way, and I'm weird. Maybe I just
read it the wrong way. When Owens got up and I saw his face, and then they started talking about a swerve, it kind of, I don't know, doesn't make much sense.
Right.
Because as you said, he looked genuinely surprised.
He looked genuinely surprised.
So that's why I kind of patched together that story where he was acting surprised just to further the swerve.
But my problem with swerves has always been this, and this is always in the NWO. Whenever there was a swerve at the end of a match and somebody goes heel, well, that guy was getting his ass kicked the entire time. Whenever somebody's getting their ass kicked the entire time and then they swerve, it never makes sense to me. It's like, okay, well, is it because you have to go through this rite of passage type thing where I'm okay getting my ass kicked? Is that guy taking it easy on me? Which is, it's weird because it's already in a fake fight. You know, that sort of aspect of, well, Jericho, for the purpose of the swerve, you have to eat a code breaker.
Yeah.
I would think that if it's a swerve, Jericho's going to come out and do something that doesn't violently affect Kevin
Owens.
No,
I would think so, too. Yeah, that's why when the code breaker happened, Owens looked surprised, and the commentating team is like, oh, they got us. It's all a huge swerve.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think they needed to be on the same page if that's the story they were supposed to be telling.
It was already kind of a lame finish to a match, and then you just convolute the story.
But I think the fact that Owens was backstage pouring his heart out and they let him go on for such a long time, I think that's Jericho accepting his apology.
We'll find out
tonight. Because Owens even said, put me on the list.
Yeah.
In big letters at the top. I thought it was all great. I thought this was a really, really well-told pay-per-view in many aspects. I just think that there was some, like, Strowman versus Zayn, kind of a low light just because there's...
It wasn't bad, but just could have been done better.
Right. I mean, look, what happened. Zayn came out looking strong. Strowman came out looking strong. But I think it could have been...
Better.
It could have been more... But better.
Yeah, exactly. So here's... I had a thought last night. Because after that finished the match, as Jericho and Owens were walking up the ramp,
mm-hmm.
cue
oh, that's right.
Seth
yeah,
Rollins'
the
music.
Finish. Yeah, the shield sort
so
of.
So the heels run back towards the ring. Owens eats the spear from Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty funny. Jericho actually kind of sees it happen and scoots right past Reigns as he gets up and starts running.
Yeah.
Reigns catches up to him. In the end, both Jericho and
Owens
get powerbombed through announce tables.
Yes.
Jericho, the one down by the crowd, and then Owens, the one by the ramp.
By the shield.
Yeah. So again, they're using a former shield member to help get Reigns over. In this case,
I know.
Seth Rollins.
Somebody said that on Twitter, too. One of our friendos said that on Twitter. They said, so once again, they're just using, before it was Ambrose, and now it's Rollins.
Here's my idea for the Rumble. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Go ahead.
I hope it does because it'd be cool.
Me too.
So,
haven't heard it yet, but I want to.
Obviously, we have Rollins, Reigns, Owens all in the mix for the Universal title.
Yes.
And Owens and Jericho are now friends again. Fatal four-way at the Rumble for the Universal title.
Ooh.
Triple H comes out, interferes. We need that storyline to
at some point.
At some point.
You'd think that would happen.
Keeps Rollins from winning. Yeah. Maybe Reigns goes to help Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow Jericho wins the match, wins the belt.
I would love it. Who doesn't love that?
That'd be great.
Jericho Owens at WrestleMania for the Universal title?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And then we get Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. If Scoop's notes are supposed to be believed. I would like that. I just want some resolution. Yeah, I guess then you can do Rollins versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I want some... It's weird. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. I was just taking a walk or something. I was like... I do that sometimes when I'm going for a walk. I just randomly think, wait, why haven't we seen Triple H since then again? What was
it's been 4 months.
It's been 4 months.
During the package last night.
We thought he was going to come out on the Raw following.
It would have made sense.
I know.
It would have been nice to know his motivation.
I know.
Because, you know, remember when it happened, we were like, oh, this could be like a cool NXT thing.
Yeah. Why is it our cool ideas never, well, sometimes they do happen.
Yeah.
But usually that's just like because it's obvious.
Yeah.
But our really cool ideas never happen.
Like the thing I just said about the Fatal 4-Way for the Universal title of the Rumble. Yeah. Probably won't happen.
Probably won't happen.
Maybe they'll have a tag match, and whoever scores the pinfall is the champion.
There you go. Yeah, I know, exactly. Maybe Lex Luger will come out. You know what I was thinking about today also? Because I was looking at my Total Package Lex Luger shirt. I don't know why I was looking at it. I was just like, it's a good shirt.
I don't think you really want to wear it. You just want to gaze at it.
It's funny. You know what's funny about it? Is that have you ever heard the words... When I was growing up, I was really inspired by Lex Luger. You always hear HBK, Bret Hart, Hulk Hogan. Nobody's ever said, you know, man, what really made you want to get wrestling?
Lex Luger. I know, you hear Triple H, you hear Ric Flair, yeah. you hear a lot of HBK, you hear a lot of Bret Hart.
Yeah, a lot of Bret Hart.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody ever say Lex Luger.
Look, there's a lot of people have not said, you know. I'm just saying Lex Luger's... We should do a count out. Top 10 wrestlers. The most successful wrestler has never been anybody's inspiration. Number one, Lex Luger. Sid, nobody's ever said that about Sid either. Nobody said, you don't really even get into wrestling?
Sid.
Sid. Who else is on that list? What a great list that is.
All right, Sid, Luger.
If I came up like wanting to be a wrestler, I'd be like, Arn Anderson. I'd say Arn Anderson. He seems cool as shit.
Yeah.
That spine buster?
Great.
Great spine buster. Who else is on that list?
I still have the image in my head of you staring at your Lex Luger shirt, just pondering things. That's good.
Yeah.
Just staring
it's
into
like
it.
That, it's like that dude in Shakespeare with the skull.
Oh, yeah.
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 That dude in Shakespeare. What an uneducated idiot I am.
Take the skull out, put in a Lex Luger shirt.
Who was that? Hamlet? That was Hamlet, right?
That was in the play, at least, yeah.
Yeah, somebody was doing that.
But I think it was the...
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern?
I thought it was a guy who was digging the graves.
Wasn't it Rosencrantz and Guildenstern?
I don't think so. They're barely in the play.
I know, but then they had their own play.
I know. When they go
They had a spinoff.
Yeah, because in Hamlet, they're in the play for a little bit, and they have to go off on some adventure.
Who holds the skull?
In Hamlet.
In Hamlet.
I don't think it's Hamlet, but I could be wrong.
I think it's Hamlet. Hamlet's constant brooding about death and humanity comes to a head, where Hamlet holds up the unearthed skull of Yorick, a court jester Hamlet knew and loved as a boy.
All right, there you go.
Look at me. I'm an educated adult.
Okay.
Great. Anyways.
Who else would be on that list? One more.
Uno Mas for the list. Who else would
Kevin Nash.
Oh, come on. People have probably saw The Outsiders. Oh, man, I want to be like those guys. I want to be like Scott. I want to be like Kevin Nash. I'd say Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash, yes.
I don't know.
Who else? Do you think anybody ever said Yokozuna?
Probably not.
You don't think Rikishi came up? Look, Rikishi was around then.
Yeah.
You don't think any of the Rikishi's kids, you know, think
maybe.
The Usos?
Maybe.
I saw Yokozuna and I wanted to be 600
That could
pounds.
Be. About Roman Reigns? You think anybody's going to watch Roman Reigns and think,
yes,
I want to wrestle
do.
Because of this
that
guy.
That could have got yelled at by Kevin Owens. Probably thinks I want to be Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's
Reigns.
A good point.
Yeah. You think anybody ever said Barry Windham?
No.
I don't think anybody ever said Barry Windham. Although he was huge.
Yeah, for a short spell.
For a short spell, like in the South, maybe. Is there like somebody that's in New South pro wrestling right now that said, my guy was Barry Windham?
Maybe.
Like, why be Barry Windham when you have like Ric Flair right next to him?
I know.
The entire time.
I know.
Do you want to be him? You want to be like the Hoss who just lumbers out? I don't know.
I don't know. Barry Windham was an NWA World Champion.
We need to
ask
around.
That's a perfect poll question.
That's a great poll question.
The most successful wrestlers that never inspired anybody.
The least inspirational successful wrestlers. Anyways, we got a package to open up.
Yeah.
You guys can send us shit.
This is from Michael Cruz, right?
Yeah. P.O. Box 1814 Orangevale, California 95662.
It's heavy.
What is it?
I don't know.
Do they check for bombs at the post office? Are you about to get your face blown off? That'd be a nightmare, huh? Whoa, look at that. We got a belt. Look at that. It's the winged belt. That's a beautiful championship.
It's from 1998.
From 1998.
Some magazines, it looks like.
Oh, I love magazines. Wait, here, I'm going to do Roman Reigns style.
Oh, man. Look at CM Punk.
Oh, look at Punk with his long hair. Weakest Punk. Strongest Punk was long hair. It was
2008.
What was Strongest Punk? Long hair, beard? Hair everywhere?
Oh, he's Summer of Punk Punk.
Summer of Punk is the Strongest Punk. Slick back hair and a beard, I think.
Best of 2008.
Oh, that's good.
January 2009.
Look at that.
Issue. What's Backstage special issue.
Ooh.
To tell us how they booked the entire show right here.
Does it show Vince waking up?
I don't
Backstage.
Know.
Get out of here.
It's from March 2009.
Why are you videotaping me? Sleeping. I'm coming up with all my wonderful ideas.
There's Santino doing push-ups.
He's sitting on somebody.
Beth Phoenix.
He's sitting on Beth Phoenix. What else is happening in there?
There's a
John Cena
getting
car.
Out of a car. That's the same car he showed up at WrestleMania to all those years back.
It's a Big Show killing Hornswoggle. What an interesting magazine. What an interesting...
This will be... Look at HBK just posing in front of fans there.
That's great. That is fantastic.
It says for exactly 22 lucky fans who arrived early.
Was that on their VIP ticket thing?
I don't know.
Get to see HBK pose for 3 minutes?
Through a door.
Through a door? And then not know who he's looking at? All right. Maybe we'll do a reaction video on
we
that.
We have a bunch of magazines.
We have a can we do a magazine reaction show? We'll be pioneers on YouTube doing a magazine reaction show. Anyways, that's it for Going In Raw.
This
got
is
our,
great.
Oh, no.
There's a picture of Triple H and Stone Cold, and I like that Triple H is wearing Chuck Taylors with black socks.
What is he doing? Oh, that's great. They're all just so good-natured.
I know.
It's like, I remember that time you took a sledgehammer to my head. He's like, yeah, I do. I was trying to bury you, Steve. What the... Is that Necro Butcher?
No, that's Jim Duggan. It's like he's in traction.
Are there like shots of wrestlers in hospitals? That's it for Going In Raw. You're doing the entire reaction show. This is actually pretty good. magazine right here.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting.
All right. Thank you, Michael Cruz.
Thank you very much.
Anyways, that's it for Going In Raw. We've got a regular Raw recap tomorrow and SmackDown after that. And, we got some fun wrestling coming up later on today.
Yes, we do.
Our ongoing feud continue. We got some big... Got our draft announcement.
We'll spoil everything.
Oh, no.
We need to watch the show.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.